Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Buenos dias, bonjour, como ça va, ciao, good morning, and ni hao. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is DFW News and Teens with Jared Nicole, and I am your host, Jared Nicole. So happy to see all of you back here again with me. And for those of you who are just now tuning in for the first time, I am here every Tuesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Central Time. So as always, I'm glad to have you guys here. We have a great show for you today, and I hope everybody, you know, it's Tuesday, so I always got to check in with you guys, and I hope everybody had a great weekend, and if you guys did anything fun, let me know in the comments. I want to hear how y'all's weekend was. And guess what, guys? Apparently, we have some snow flurries and sleet expected apparently tomorrow and Thursday, so we've got a bit of a cold front in the forecast, and we might get some snow on Monday as well. And this is when all the people from up north start complaining and being like, seriously, come on, it's not even real snow. And then they complain about Texas drivers or just southern drivers because we don't know how to drive in the snow. I don't even know if I should call it snow because, well, last time it did stick. It didn't stick where I was, but it did stick. But anyways, you guys, I'm so happy to have you all here. So I want to first begin the show with our question of the day. And our question of the day today is, how many of you know that Black women are the fastest growing entrepreneurs in the United States? I would say by show of hands, but I won't be able to see your hands. So for those of you who are watching, if you do, please comment. If you did know that, if you didn't know that, please comment and let me know. Again, I always tell you guys, I want to hear from you. This show is for you guys. So how many of you knew that, or if you didn't? Well, that's going to be our theme of the show today. I have three amazing Black women entrepreneurs who are coming on my show today, Ms. Narisha Liggins, Ms. Sophia Lawson, and Ms. Carmen Herring, and I'm so excited to have them here. And you know, when I think about it, you guys, Black women are really at the front and center these days. They really are, from Vice President Kamala Harris to Amanda Gorman to Stacey Abrams. you know, Black women, we're killing it. We are killing it right now. And so since it is Black History Month, since it is Black History Month, I wanted to do a show dedicated to our Black women entrepreneurs out there and, you know, continue to spread the message of keep killing it, keep going out there and kicking butt. Kicking butt. So we will have them later on the show today, and I'm super excited about that. So stay tuned for that. Don't go anywhere. And also, you guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. It's on Sunday. So how many of you have any fun or amazing Valentine's Day plans going on? Or how many of you are just like, I'm not going to celebrate it. I don't participate in Valentine's Day. Well, you guys, we have Miss Sophia Lawson coming on, and she's going to tell you, give you some tips and tricks that you need to know for Valentine's Day, whether you're going into Valentine's Day in a relationship or where you're going single. So again, I'm going to keep saying it, stay tuned for that. And since we're talking about Black women entrepreneurs and the amazing Black women out there, I want to encourage you guys to check out this Black-owned business that I found. If you're still looking for a Valentine's Day to get someone, it doesn't have to be your significant other, but maybe it's your mom or your grandma or your neighbor or friend or coworker. So there is this place that I found on Instagram, actually, and you can see they have these Valentine's Day collection boxes. They are absolutely so cute, and the name of it is Favorneers. And I'm just going to show you guys some more of their little Valentine's Day boxes. They have them for all occasions, but since it is Valentine's Day, I did want you guys to check these out. They have even here a Father's Day one and also a sympathy collection box. And so basically, Favorneers is an online full-service gifting business. So they specialize in perfecting the art of giving through deep reflection. So again, if somebody's talking to you and you overhear them and they're like, I don't know what to get so-and-so for Valentine's Day or something like that, check them out, especially if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Check them out and, you know, maybe you can give them your business. Also, I did want to let you guys know, as it is with Valentine's Day, there's always things that we can do to make a difference in people's lives. So I want to share you guys what St. Jude is doing. So if you're looking, maybe you don't have a significant other or a special someone to do something for, well, you can do something special for these children at St. Jude Research Hospital. They have these adorable Valentine's Day cards, e-cards that you can send. And all you need to do is go to St. Jude's website and log on, and you'll see the Valentine's Day e-card. And you can send the children, look at this, you guys, you can send them a You Make My Heart Smile and just put a smile on their faces. You know, with COVID, it is a little bit difficult and hard to have people come in and volunteer and do special things. So St. Jude is asking people all across the country if you would consider an e-card. I did it. Here's my little confirmation thing, so you can be like, did she even do it? I did, and it says thank you. And you can, they have messages already, or you can, you know, write them a personalized one. But it's so sweet, and you guys, it takes literally only like 2 minutes at the most. So I did want to share that with you guys of some things you can do. So you can, if you're still looking to get a gift, check out Favorneers. And if you're maybe already got your gifts, but you still want to do more and just make a difference in the life of a child at St. Jude's Hospital, again, you can go on their website and send them a Valentine's Day e-card. So, yes, you guys. So, for those of you who may just now be tuning in, this is DFW News and Things with Jara Nicole, and I am here every Tuesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Central Time. DFW News and Things brings you all of the latest news, local and national, hot topics, entertainment, and trends, and all things happening, of course, in the DFW Metroplex. So we're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to be right back on with my first guest, Miss Narisha Liggins, and I'm so excited to have her on. So you guys, please don't go anywhere. We're going to go on a quick break, and I will bring her right on, and we will be right back. Thank you. And we are back. Thank you for tuning in. Again, if you're just now joining us, perfect timing because I'm getting ready to bring on our very first guest of the show today, Miss Nerisha Ling. So let me go ahead and bring her onto the screen. Hi, Nerisha.
Hi. How are you?
I am great. How are you? So good to see you. You
good
look beautiful.
To see you too. Thank you. You do too. I've been following your travels and your journey. Oh my gosh, I'm just so proud of you.
I love it. So I just want to let everybody know a little bit about how I know Nerisha. She actually started off as my piano teacher way back. I don't know. I don't remember exactly how old I was, but I know that's where we started. But she is a very good family friend and close friend to my mom. And so I thank you so much for coming on to this show today. And so I just want to start and let you introduce yourself to everybody and just go from there. We'll dive right in from there.
Okay. Well, like you said, my name is Nerisha Liggins, and I am an author. I am a speaker. I have a faith-based diversity and equity and inclusion company, as well as a certified life coach. So I do a lot of different things.
You do. You do. You guys, I'm serious. You need to check out her website, and let me go ahead and bring that onto the screen. So if you guys want to follow, here's all of her stuff, her website, her Instagram, her Facebook. So we're going to leave that running as you are talking. So I just, because you're doing so many amazing things, you know, our theme for the show is Black women entrepreneurs. And of course, once I saw, I'm following, you said you're following my journey. Well, I'm following yours on social media. And I'm like, oh my God, Nerisha's doing so many amazing things. So of course, it was a no-brainer to have you on the show.
Thank you.
I just want to ask you about your personal story and your journey to get here. What made you decide you wanted to become a certified life coach, an author, all of those things? How did Nerisha get here?
How did I get here? Well, so when I look back at all the different job opportunities that I've been blessed to have in the different industries, whether they were in private sector, in ministry, whether it was in nonprofit, corporate America, there's just been one thread that has been this underlining thing that I, no matter what my job title was, I found myself doing, and that was coaching people.
Wow.
And it was helping people to overcome life's obstacles, helping people to clarify their vision for their lives, and helping people to heal their perspective and to just grow into the people that they wanted to become. And so it's just been a journey of different jobs, but I've always found myself doing those things with other people. So I've actually been coaching for more than 20 years, I would say. But just over the past, well, during the pandemic, you know, life causes us to develop these transitions where we get to see, okay, what is it that I really want to do now? So I decided to take some courses, and I completed my coursework to become a certified coach. And it really just helps me to become fortified in doing the thing that I've been gifted to do for a long time.
Wow. I love that. So as a life coach, because I know there's different, you know, brackets and aspects of it. So what do you primarily focus on? If I'm coming to you for a life coach session, where would I start? How do I go about that?
So I there's a few different things that I would say I specialize in. A lot of times people come to me just trying to help clarify their purpose. And people, they don't realize that that's what they're asking for. They're asking for motivation. I need to get motivated. I need, whether it's to achieve a goal, whether it's to go to school, whether it's to get a career, whether it's to lose weight. They think, I just need motivation. And really, it's not so much that it's motivation, it's purpose discovery. I believe that when you can help someone find their purpose, motivation becomes automatic to them. And so that's one of the things that I like to do, is to help people clarify the vision for their lives, helping them to understand their talents, their gifts, their calling, what their seasonal purpose is. And I call seasonal purpose is something that it's a term that I made up. But what it is what am I supposed to do right now? I'm being gifted to do a lot of different things, but what is this season? What am I going to be most fruitful and effective doing in this season. Mm-hmm. And what I help people do is to uncover their passions, uncover what hidden talents and gems that they might have inside of them, and focus on those things. And that underlying underneath all of that is their passion. And when you help people find their passion, they find their motivation, as well as something else that I do coach people about is their healthy self-image. A lot of people don't see themselves in a positive way. And so I help people to develop the right perspectives about their own individual personal lives. And finally, I just help them overcome different obstacles, whether it's healing a moment, maybe it's grief, maybe it's a broken relationship that they need some advice on how to move past. It's helping to get people past the stuck places where we just feel like we can't move anywhere. And I want to do this, but I don't know how.
Right.
It's giving people the guidance that they need to get from here to there.
From here to there, right. I love that. I think people trying to find their purpose, I think the majority of people sometimes spend their whole life trying to discover their purpose. It doesn't
Absolutely.
Matter whether you just graduated from college or you're in your 40s or you're in retirement. I think it's something that a lot of people are just like, I still don't know, you know, why God put me on this earth.
Yeah.
And it's just a big struggle. So my next question for you is, do you think everybody needs a life coach? Because I kind of did a poll and, you know, asked around, and some people are like, okay, well, I feel like my life is, you know, together for the most part. Is it really worth it? Do I still need a life coach? Versus mm-hmm. other people who are like, my life's in disarray, you know, chaotic,
yes.
I do need. So as a life coach, as a certified life coach, what would you say to those people? Do you think a life coach is for everyone?
I think that, well, to the first question, does everyone need a life coach?
Okay.
I can't say that everyone needs. Can you get through your entire life without a life coach? Absolutely.
Right.
I do believe that everyone can benefit from having a good life coach.
Mm.
And so the reason why I say that is because, you know, we have family, we have friends
right.
that help us to get through life. But a lot of times, familiarity with our family and our friends, it mutes out the effectiveness of their voice and the impact of their voice. So you might have, you know, parents or friends that will tell you how great you are
right.
and how you can achieve everything. But
right.
because you're in such close proximity with them, their words don't land in the places that
right.
you need them
you
to
need
land.
Them
but having a coach that comes in and says, okay, this is who you are. This
right.
is where you need to go.
Right.
Sometimes that outside voice and that outside perspective can unlock some things that may be familiarity.
So what does it mean to you to be a life coach as a Black woman? Do you think there need to be, have you found that there's a lot of Black women life coaches? Do you think we need more representation? What does it mean to you?
You know what, to be honest with you, I believe that most Black women are life coaches without even realizing it, because we have this innate ability to be nurturing, to bring wisdom and guidance into people's life. People come to us for a lot of different things, for strength,
practical
steps and tools. I believe that Black women specifically have this resilience in us and that we're able to impart into other people. And so, you know, I think that if we just kind of take a step back and just do an evaluation like I did and say, you know what, I've been coaching people my entire life.
Right.
The gift is really there.
Right.
I believe that there is a need for more certified practitioners in this field. I really do believe that, you know, because therapy in the Black community is one of these taboo things. We don't really like to talk about it. Thank God in the recent years, it's become something that is more conversational these days and more acceptable to talk about therapy. But those who may not necessarily be ready to take the step into counseling or therapy might find some value in becoming a life coach. And especially with Black people, it is
Absolutely.
Important that we have representation in that field.
Absolutely. I love that. So like you mentioned earlier, you're also an author. So I went on your website and I was amazed at all of the Grow books that you have. So tell us a little bit more about that, about your latest book, what it's about, and where they can get it, and all that good stuff.
Thank you. So my latest book is called From Tools to Traits, and it is a personal and spiritual development guide.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote that book because I'm constantly in a growth mindset.
Right.
I'm always thinking about what is it that I need to work on? How can I be the person that I really most want to be remembered for? And
right.
I think about legacy a lot. What am I going to leave behind? Because when you look at the span of eternity or even just the life cycle of human nature,
yes.
our lives are just a speck in that span, you know? But I wanted to make sure that I'm leaving something behind once I move on and once I go on. And who did I become? Who did I inspire? Who did I serve? Who did I help? By just my words, by, you know, shaping someone else's reality and making it better. And this book is a guide to help us all think about the people that we really want to become.
Mm.
And so it talks about, number one, developing a healthy thought life, because it's so important. Everything starts with adopting a healthy thought life,
right.
shaping our belief system, identifying what our belief system really is. Because a lot of times we don't even think about what is it that I truly believe about myself, about others, about God. So making sure we examine and really pay attention to what it is that we truly, truly believe. And then there's a chapter on conscious and effective communication, a chapter on understanding your influence. And that is so important because regardless of whether you accept the title or not, you're a role model and you're a leader. We all are. And we have a responsibility to make sure that we're living out our lives in a way that is impactful and beneficial and positive for others. And so those are some tools and some traits that we talk about in the book. I think there's a really good chapter as well as helping people discover their superpower. Again, that's going back to purpose, because when you discover who what your purpose is and what your superpower is, all these ancillary distractions in our life seem to fade because we get so razor focused on our purpose. So that's also in the book as well.
I love that, absolutely. And so for people who, I would say specifically for people who kind of are outside, are inside and really struggling with mental health and things like that. I saw also that you're certified and you provide therapy. So tell me a little bit about that as well.
So I'm certified in NLP, CBT, and REBT. And I'll specifically talk about what rational emotive behavioral therapy. It is really, in simple terms, is reprogramming your thinking. It's taking a look at the way that you process your thoughts and altering the program to a healthier format. So if we break down what REV therapy is, we think of the word rational, which is thoughts,
right.
Emotive, which is emotions, how do we feel,
right. Yes.
And then behavior. So the output, our behavior, is the final change that happens. And so we start with the rational thinking. If you start thinking positive and healthier thoughts, then your emotions begin to shift.
Mm.
And then your emotions begin to produce a behavior, which is the B part, of those things that we want to do, the people that we want to become. So REV therapy is really just the process of helping you shift your thoughts so that your emotions become healthy and that your behaviors follow right after that.
So as a life coach, what do you feel like are the top things that stop people from developing those healthy thoughts, from, you know, owning their emotions? What are some of the things that you notice that maybe you can share with the viewers that we can all start, you know, applying every day?
Well, number one, think about what you're thinking about. A lot of times when a thought enters into our mind or into our heart, we take that thought as truth. And we don't have to. Thoughts are presentations, and we can either accept that presentation or we can reject that presentation. Because again, our thoughts change our emotions, which changes our behavior.
You're right.
So anytime we are developing a thought or a thought introduces itself to us, we get to make the determination whether we want to receive that thought or whether we want to reject that thought, or if we want to make changes to that thought. And so that's the first step. I would say the second thing I would say is to be around healthy people. Think about your circle, because the people that you do life with the most are feeding you. They're either encouraging you to grow or they're hindering your growth. So be very, very mindful of the people that that pull you in different parts, in different directions of your life, because Our the people in our lives definitely have an influence in shaping the way that we think. And finally, I would say feed your mind with healthy thoughts, whether that's good books, whether that's workshops that help promote healthy thinking or helping you find and discover your purpose, whether it's going to a seminar. All of these things are available to you virtually. And then you can also take online classes which help to make sure that you're feeding yourself with positive thoughts. So your environment, control your environment. Pay attention to what you watch on television, the movies, the documentaries. Just make sure that your environment is promoting the atmosphere that's going to be best for you to thrive and grow.
I love that. I love all of that. I love all of that because you're absolutely right. There, you know, especially I would say in the time we're dealing with the pandemic, people's thoughts are so, you know, we're living in a time that's like a full of uncertainty. So people's thoughts and minds are constantly going and it's a lot of negative things, you know. It's now we're, you know, we have the vaccine, but there's a lot of like negativity around that. And it just can go crazy and you'll just find yourself being overwhelmed and stressed out about all of those things. So let's go back to the entrepreneur side of things. So what are some of the benefits you would say now that you're certified life coach, you're starting your own business? Tell me a little bit about those benefits. That's the first question. And if there's someone out there watching right now who may be like, oh, I love what Nourisha is doing. I'm interested in starting my own business, but I don't know where to get started. Or they're just struggling. They're afraid of failure. What words of advice would you offer to them? That's question number two.
Okay. So the first question, what are some of the benefits of becoming an entrepreneur? I would say that you get to own your time. You know, when you're working for someone else, it can be beneficial. It can even be rewarding and fulfilling. But as an entrepreneur, you get to determine the best way that you can serve yourselves, your family, and others because you own your time. You own your gift. Somebody else doesn't own your gift.
Right.
So you get to decide, you know, if you want to take on an extra coaching client today or if you want to, you know, take the day off. It's not a problem. You can do whatever is best for you and your customer, your clientele. You really take ownership of your world and it takes you outside of the system that, you know, really manipulates your being, your time, your energy, your stress levels begin to balance out because you get to actually be a problem solver in your own world. A lot of times when we're working for other people, we don't have a say in how and some of the decisions that are made and how things are how problems are solved. But when you work for yourself, you actually taking ownership of it. Yeah, it can be stressful, but the idea that you have the final say is really, really beneficial in working in today's society, especially.
Right.
And then the second question is, what tips do I have?
For just anyone who's struggling and who wants to, you know, maybe it's not necessarily be a life coach, but just want to start their own business or they have this great idea, but they're afraid of failure. What if I don't get any clients? All of those things. What words of advice can you offer?
Man, I would say find your passion and find your purpose because God gives us a purpose that he intends to help us to not just build other people's lives with, but to build our own.
Absolutely.
And so the gifts and the talents that he gives to us are to be monetized. And we can find a way to bring finances and resources into our lives by providing the services that we enjoy providing for other people. So find your purpose, find your passion. And fear is going to be a part of the journey. It just is. But we have to realize that fear, again, just like thoughts, they're presentations. We get to decide what we do with that fear or, you know, if we want to accept that fear or if we want to reject that fear can be a sign. And I talk about this in my book, as a matter of fact. Fear is often a sign that is pointing us in the direction that we're supposed to go. So a lot of times if you're afraid to start a business, fear is usually that thing that's keeping you from destiny. Fear is not something that God gives it. So if fear is there, it's usually saying, hey, maybe you really should do this because fear is the opposition to victory. And if you can overcome fear, you can get to victory.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Fear is definitely something that's always, you know, in the back of our minds.
Yes, it's like always present.
Yeah, it's always present. It's like this extra added ghost pain that's just kind of like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do with it, and it just can really stop you. And I know you said that you are very big on growth. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, I think that people get to a point in their life where maybe they've reached 40 or they've reached 50 or just getting older and they just kind of think, I've done everything I can do, right?
No, I think I lost you.
Yeah. Oh, did you lose me? Uh-oh. Did you hear me?
Hold on.
Okay. No problem.
I can't hear you, though.
Still not now? Okay. One second, guys. We are having a little bit of a technical difficulty.
Let me go back and come back in.
Sounds good. Yes. So, guys, she's Miss Nerisha is going to X out and come back in so we can bring her back on. But if for those of you who may just now be tuning in, again, this is DFW News and Tings with Jaira Nicole every Tuesdays from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Central Time. I have Miss Nerisha, who actually is back on. So let me Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Woo, perfect.
Technology,
right. But we're still making it. We're still making it work. But anyways, I was saying you're a very big person on growth. And I think that growth is sometimes something that people really struggle with, or they kind of underestimate its importance and how powerful it is. Mm-hmm. Someone is like, maybe up at the in their career, you know, they're kind of like, okay, well, now I'm the manager. So, you know, they don't aspire to go any further, or, you know, just their aspirations kind of stop. So I was just wondering if you could share a little bit about why it doesn't matter what age you are, how important growth is, and how that kind of ties in with everything you've been saying in terms of your mind and your purpose.
Right. That's such a great question, Jaira. You know, I truly believe that if you are not growing, you're dying. And that's in any area of your life. You know, when we were created to grow and to move and to experience life in different ways. But growth is part of who we're supposed to be.
Absolutely.
It is a trait that we are designed to actually bring into our life and to focus on. And it's important that, you know, a lot of times we don't realize that when we stay stagnant or we accept life the way that it is, it can lead to depression. And we don't even realize that might be the cause of it, because we are designed to take steps that challenge us, that make us grow, that make us think bigger than we normally think, and to develop dreams and visions and follow and chase our passions. We are designed to experience life that way. And when we choose to stay where we are, it can cause us to start impact our self-image, which is one of the things that I coach about on a regular basis, is how to develop a healthy self-image. And what I found in a lot of my clients is that their self-image begins to decline when they stop growing, when they stop challenging themselves, when they stop learning, when they stop moving and experiencing life in a bigger way. So growth is so important. It really does affect our mental health. It affects our self-image. And I believe that when we apply growth, a growth mindset, we'll never get bored. We'll never get stagnant. And we'll always find new passions. And that's what we're meant to do, is to use our lives to the fullest, to find new passions and find ways to serve each other.
Absolutely. I love that. I'm going to bring this, your workshop, on the screen. And as I bring it on the screen, I want you to talk a little bit about it.
Yes.
There it is,
I'm
you guys.
I'm so excited about Future Purpose. So this will be my second time doing Picture Purpose. We did Picture Purpose about 8 days ago. And my goodness, it was explosive. Mm-hmm. This workshop is designed to help people discover their talents, their gifts, their purpose for right now. A lot of times we go chasing after this big purpose in life. Well, really, we just need to focus on, what do we need to do right now? What is the right now thing that we're supposed to do? And there's something that I talk about in this workshop called the pause. The pause is these transitional spaces in our life. That job is it. I'm here, but I know what I'm supposed to do next. So we're in these, maybe even the pandemic, you know, or pause, where you're no longer in this place, or maybe you're not passionate about what you used to be passionate about, and you're trying to find out, what am I supposed to do next? I've been through 5 transitional seasons that I call the pause. In each one of those seasons, I discovered some new talents that I had. I discovered into different career paths. That's why I worked in so many different areas. But each pause was purposeful. And so I talk about the purpose for the pause and what we are supposed to be doing in these transitional periods where we may not necessarily know, what am I supposed to be doing right now? We come out of these transitional periods faster when we realize and identify exactly what it's about. And so the workshop talks about that as well.
I love that. So I'm going to bring that on the screen again. So you guys can, yeah. they can sign up at NarishaLeggings.com, right? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
And it is Saturday. I'm sorry, I'm trying to read it. It is Saturday,